My name is Brently Fraser. I'm an Australian writer. Probably one of the most influential books in my life is Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn. I didn't come to that book first. I discovered Tom Sawyer first, and some parents, friends of my parents, could see how interested I was in the book. So they bought me the Huckleberry Finn, and Huckleberry Finn edition they gave me was the author listed as Samuel Clemens. I had no idea of the concept of pseudonyms or nom de plumes then, and I was really offended that this other author had trespassed on the sacred Tom Sawyer. It took me some time to get around to reading the introduction to the book, which pointed out that Samuel Clemens and Mark Twain were one and the same. And this introduction to the book also pointed out that Tom Sawyer was actually based on like a conglomeration of Mark Twain himself and two other childhood friends, and that he wrote Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn to kind of emulate the life he wished he'd led, and that he'd picked the pseudonym of Mark Twain to symbolise the writer that he saw himself to be. And I like that kind of play with art and reality mashing together. It really influenced my whole outlook on writing and life, which are the same thing to me. The second book which really influenced me was La Fleur de Mal by Charles Baudelaire. I used to, you know, parents and teachers say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'd say, I want to be a writer. And they looked really concerned, which gave me a thrill. I looked concerned for my parents, which stirred up a sense of rebellion in me. And then teachers and concerned parents would say that writers live a dissolute sort of life, a decadent sort of life. And when I discovered that Charles Baudelaire lived that sort of decadence as a way of life, it sort of really influenced me in my outlook as well, kind of on top of Mark Twain. Next is another writer, Arthur Rimbaud, the French symbolist who in turn was influenced by the modernist thinking of Baudelaire. When I first read Wallace Fowley's, the very first translation of Rimbaud into English, which, if you've seen the Doors movie, the character of Jim Morrison is clutching that book on the road trip. It's the actual Wallace Fowley translation. He wrote to Wallace Fowley and said how much he appreciated translating Rimbaud into English. And then after the death of Jim Morrison, Wallace Fowley wrote this fantastic biography called The Rebel as Poet, which is about the similarities between Morrison's way of life and how he emulated Rimbaud's, what's known as Ma Bohème, my bohemian life. It's probably to this day my favourite poem by Rimbaud. That kind of on-the-road sort of self-exploration. Rimbaud walked around Belgium and Paris. He was famous for his long-distance walks, smoking hash the whole way. It really turned me on to the artistic expression of bohemian lifestyle, which has always deeply influenced everything I do. When I first moved to Brisbane as a young man, I visited the National Gallery and came across the painting that they have in their collection up there called Man with Ribbons by the French. His name was Shame Soutine. The fluidity and the movement in his lines just hypnotized me as a younger person. I spent hundreds of hours just sitting in the State Gallery looking at this painting. My interest in Soutine and his lifestyle and the way that his art and life were the same thing is like a common thread that attracts me to artists of all forms. Final Choice is a very obscure film, a black and white film. It's about an hour long. It was made in 1991, but it's called North of Vortex. It's a really minimalist dialogue, and it's about a gay poet on the road who picks up a bisexual sailor, and then they pick up a waitress, and they go on this crazy road trip. They're all junkies. But the beauty of the landscape and the the minimal jazz soundtrack, and throughout the whole film they're just scenes of driving across these vast plains of the United States. The radio is kind of just on in the background the whole time, and it's kind of mumbling away like talk shows and horse races, and it's just a fascinating kind of tapestry of sound and colour.